Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Does God want all men to be saved, or just the elect? Paul's answer to that question could hardly be plainer. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4. The Apostle Peter uses somewhat different language, but arrives at the same conclusion. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3, 9. In view of these strong declarations that God wants all men to be saved, why would Paul write, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called." 1 Corinthians 1:26. Why does God not call the wise, the mighty, and the noble? The verse cannot mean that God does not want the wise, the mighty, and the noble to be saved. The Lord's invitation will not allow for the Calvinist interpretation of this verse, that only the elect are called. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28 through 30. So how do we understand these seemingly contradictory statements? If all men are invited into the Lord's kingdom, why did God not call the wise, the mighty, and the noble? The Lord extends to all the invitation to become a member of His body, but millions reject the invitation. If He does not invite the wise, the mighty, and the noble into His church, would He not be a respecter of persons? He calls all men by the gospel, but many see no need to respond to the Lord's calling. The wise man after the flesh does not perceive his need for a Savior. He thinks he knows all that needs to be known. So rather than committing himself to a crucified Savior, he depends on his own goodness and wisdom. Time will not allow for me to provide a list of the so-called wise men who have rejected Christianity. But you probably know many of them. Tragically, no man is truly wise who does not take God and His Son into his heart and life. Paul calls Christ the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24. The word mighty in this verse comes from the same word translated power. The word denotes persons of dignity and power. If a man has great power, a political leader, for example, he may imagine he does not need God. Most of the political, military, educational, and business leaders think they are wise enough and powerful enough to handle their own affairs. I remember one political leader who promised his friends he would obey the gospel when he left office. But he has not done so, as far as I know. Could it be an unwillingness to humble himself and become obedient to a higher power? The Greek eugenes, translated noble, appears three times in the New Testament. Jesus Christ used the term in the following verse. A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Luke 19:12. Paul used the word of the Bereans. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Acts 17:11. The noble are often high-minded and do not perceive any need to turn to God for any reason. Why would blue-blooded people have a need for anyone, including God? The truth is, God sends His people into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. Thank you, and may God bless you.